It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome to KSL at Night. I am your host, Derek Brown, here with my good friend, Taylor Morgan.
Yes.
And we've got a lot on our plate tonight, don't we? There's a lot going on.
Can we start off with the fact that today is May 3rd? And our listeners are the smartest, brightest, most plugged in Utahns around because they listen to us. But some of
which
them,
which almost doesn't need to be said.
Of course, some of them may not know that today is the default effective date for 2023 bills that pass the legislature.
That's right.
That means all kinds. Nothing is safe. Okay. Your rights, your wallet, your kids. No one is safe. And adult content is also not safe. Not that it should be, Derek, but there's a lot of changes happening today in Utah, and we're going to start the program off with one of those.
Exactly. There's a, for better or for worse, you may have heard about this. There's an adult content, a website called Pornhub that basically, and I guess as I understand it, it's one of the 800-pound gorillas in that industry, and they basically just cut their website in Utah.
They said, left the marketplace and went dark.
They went dark. They said, if you're in Utah, you can't access the site. And this was because of a bill that was passed by the legislature, Senate Bill 287, with the effective date of today, right? It's entitled the Online Pornography Viewing Age Requirements Bill. And we've got the sponsor of that bill to give us a little more insight into kind of what's going on and some of the dynamics. That's Senator Todd Weiler. And Senator, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Taylor. Hi, Derek. Good to be back.
Senator, your bill is having a huge impact. Tell us about the intent of the bill and your response to what this adult content website Pornhub has said.
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, so my bill only says that adult websites have to take a commercially reasonable effort make a commercially reasonable effort to ensure that their consumers, their users, are adults. Very few people realize it's illegal in all 50 states, including Utah, to show graphic sex pornography videos to children. That's already illegal. It has been during our lifetimes, okay? And so all we're asking Pornhub and all the other adult sites to do is to comply with the law. So if Derek had an adult store in, you know, another state.
Or Taylor, was, for instance.
Or Taylor.
I would never do that, Derek.
Selling adult products to 14-year-olds, he would likely be arrested and prosecuted. But Pornhub is doing that every day. And I'm now criticized for calling them out for it. So we've said that they have to make a commercially reasonable effort. Our law that went into effect today is exactly the same as Louisiana's law that went into effect 2 months ago. Pornhub is complying with the same law in Louisiana, but, and here's the news for the day, their clicks in Louisiana have decreased 80%. And so when the law went into effect here, they said, aha, let's take a new strategy. Let's block everybody in Utah from our site, and we will shame and pressure the legislature into repealing the law. That's not going to work. We're not going to back down. And so I've gotten some angry calls and emails this week.
From anyone you know.
To effect 2 days ago. But I need your viewers to understand the legislature did not ban pornography for adults. If you're an adult, you can make those decisions. What we said was these adult sites need to take a reasonable step to make sure that a 7-year-old is not watching hardcore sex videos online.
So, Senator,
that's the average age that boys in Utah first see this type of material.
So, you're basically saying you think that they're overreacting in the event of just kind of
they're
provoking provoking a response because, and I wasn't aware that that commercially reasonable is the standard because that was my question. Is they're doing this in Louisiana? So why is Utah any different?
Yeah, let me ask this question. Going with commercially reasonable, what does that mean? What does that actually require?
Well, it means anything that they can defend with a straight face. But let's talk about this because the internet was born, but it wasn't born yesterday, right? And so on the internet, you can buy tobacco products. You can buy vaping products. In states other than Utah, you can have direct wine shipments. You can gamble on the internet. None of those things are allowed by children, okay?
Yeah.
So the idea that websites have to age verify their customers is not new. It's been done for a decade. And Pornhub knows how to do it. We've said that they can use a third-party vendor. Mm. We've given them all kinds of options. They're taking their cards and going home, and they're telling, you know, I haven't visited their site this week, but people have sent me screenshots. They're telling people that to contact their state legislators on their site because of this new law. They said it's too vague for them to understand. It's the same verbiage as Louisiana where they're complying.
Yeah.
So this is a strategy by Pornhub. It's going to fail in Utah, and eventually they'll comply with the law.
When I first, when we covered this on Monday here at KSL at night, and we visited the site and watched that message, it did seem very political. It came across as, to me, as a political consultant, I saw that as a very intentional, shrewd, if you will, political tactic to try to gain the high ground in this battle and to essentially put the legislature on the defensive. And so I do see it as that way. And it's interesting, Senator, I appreciate you clarifying the requirements here. Quick question. Utah has a digital identification pilot program in the works. Is that something that could be accessible to adult content websites to fulfill this requirement?
Yes, and I will, and in fairness, Louisiana already has that in place, so I think it's easier for Pornhub to comply with Louisiana because, and we will have that coming online. But that's why we added this language that they can take any commercially reasonable step to age verify. But just putting up a screen that says, are you over 21? Press yes, you know, to enter the site or something like that. A 7-year-old can do that. An 8-year-old can do that. So that doesn't fly.
That makes sense. We have on us with us right now, Senator Todd Weiler, who sponsored this bill that we're talking about. And Senator, give us a sense of what's next. Whenever there's something like this that happens that creates so much news and clearly is something, I'm assuming this is something that other states are probably watching. And my sense is you probably have other state legislators around the country going, wait a minute, if they can do it in Utah and they can do it in Louisiana, why can't we do it here? Is that kind of what you think the next move is?
I'm trying to send this chilling effect because I believe Alabama has already passed the same law as Louisiana and Utah. It just hasn't gone into effect yet. So I think that, A, they're trying to pressure us to back down, and B, they're probably trying to pressure legislators in other states not to go there because, you know, people love their porn. Believe me, my phone's been ringing off the hook. I just got back from Europe. I was in Barcelona yesterday, and at 3:45 a.m. local time, I got a call from actually a sex worker here in Utah who doesn't like my bill because she thinks I'm casting her industry in a bad light. So we had a pleasant conversation.
Yeah.
I was already up because I had to catch an early flight home. But, yeah, my phone's been ringing off the hook. Angry men. Just had a 75-year-old man told me that this is ruining his marriage. So, you know, I've heard it all. My inbox is just, I've been tweeting out some of the emails that I've been getting from angry Pornhub customers. But, you know, I've got a pretty thick skin. All of my anti-pornography efforts have been trying to protect children, and they've all been driven from constituents who believe that it shouldn't be easy. It's easy for children to access pornography.
All right. Well, thank you. We've had with us Senator Todd Weiler discussing this bill that's caused a lot of
drama
and news stories the last couple of days. Thanks, Senator Weiler, for joining us.
And these news stories, just so you know, they've been published in about 100 countries this week. So
you're famous, Senator. You're famous.
We have seen it. All right. Hey, thanks so much. Next on KSL at Night, there are questions about whether other social media companies could take a similar approach and what that looks like, and if they're you know, looking at a similar similar dynamic here. So stay with us after the break. We're going to talk about that.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.